So, yes, a sgula. What is a sgula? Sgula in Hebrew, sgula, mesugal. What is mesugal?
To
have an ability to do something.
Okay.
In other words, in order to, let's say, the fact that you have a sgula doesn't mean that it's working. It can work if you make it work. In other words, you have a special ability to do something. The same way as in nature, you have special plants that have a cure sgula. They have in them the ability to cure you. Like you mix them together and you do something with them, and then you eat them or drink them, whatever, and it helps your body. Because there is something in this plant that helps the body to heal. But a sgula in a human being is also an ability. Like, you know, when you come to shul, to school, they call you for your kid. It says, you know, your kid has got a great potential. Didn't you hear it?
Yes, of course.
But he's not trying enough. He's not using his potential. The potential you can call sgula. In other words, certain people have a potential to do certain things. So they have a sgula. They have the ability to do certain things. The Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us from all the nation to be his special people that have an ability to connect and to send the message of God to all the people in the universe. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the meaning of Am Sgula. But you can have the Sgula inside, and let's call it the Neshama, and do nothing with it.
Or discover only later.
Yes, so God is telling you. Amen. For the pasuk, Here in Perek Yudalet, Aleph, one, the first pasuk, Perek Yudalet, Revi. Banim Atem, what's written here? Banim Atem LaHashem Elokechem. What are we?
Sons
the children of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next pasuk, Ki Am Kadosh Ata LaHashem Elokecha. You are a holy nation to God. Ubecha Bachar, and He chose you to be Am Sgula Mikol Amim. What's the translation to Sgula? What is written here? I cannot read here. It is too small for me.
The sign is
too small for you.
The sign.
Yes, I cannot see.
The sei povo santo,
holy, holy.
The holy people.
No. Am sgula. It's a
sgula is not holy. Sgula is something else.
Yeah, but they translate like sgula.
Let's see what's written here.
Implying that the law given are.
To say that is the. The chosen people to be
your special relationships to
Banim Atem. That's the narrator, and what's the
does despite the natural grief and Jewish should not alternative as children of God. You should understand that with the end of the body.
That's before. Later.
It's in Spanish, it's called the
such behavior
the
is
people that
world.
Is more lovely than other people.
What is going on here? Okay, what?
No.
Oh no, not here. 1 minute.
No, then it's forbidden animals. No, it doesn't comment anything here.
God,
here is the translation.
God, here is a translation.
You are chosen to Hashem your God. You shall not.
No, God.
1 minute.
It is in Spanish. There is a.
For you are the holy people.
To Hashem your God, and choosing you from. As choosing you from himself to be treasure people.
Okay, so
treasure
he calls
people.
He called. He calls Gula a treasure.
Yeah.
And here a love.
So a treasure is something hidden, but you have to find it. And you have to take it out. So when we talk about Skula, and by the way, you look around and you see that the Jewish nation, like, is so small, but it's got this big influence on the whole world. This is the Skula, because we are special people. You cannot ignore it. You see that, like, for generations, the only nation that stayed, and it's amazing enough that with no land, on exile, with no army, and everybody wants to kill us, and we are still here, because we are the chosen people. We are Am Skula. And what is this Skula? This Skula is ability that we have inside us, that we have to use it. How do we use it? Through the Torah. Am Israel has to connect to the Torah. Without the Torah, it means nothing. Maybe you can have a few things because you've got the ability to do things that others cannot. That's why they say the Jewish nation are the most clever nation in the world. And we had it 2 weeks ago in Ve'et Hanan. And we talked about it. That when you go in the way of the Torah, they say, like, Am Chacham Ve'Navona Agoya Gadol. They said, oh, you are a clever people. The problem is, what do you do with it? And that's what I'm saying. If somebody comes and tells you, I can cure you, I've got skula to give you. So first of all, we have all of us have the ability, and we talked about it, I think, last week. We approach only God himself. We don't need any middleman. Mm-hmm. We've got the ability to talk with God. God is now with us here. And especially when we're talking about Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem, the Parsha starts, Re'eh, look what I'm giving you today. The blessing and the curse. Today. What's today? On Shabbos, we're going to announce on Rosh Chodesh Elul. What is Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ani ledodi vedodi li. I am to my uncle is to me. Or in other words, it's a special relationship that happens during the months of Elul. The God is near us, listening to us. You don't have to make an appointment. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can just talk with God and God listens to whatever you want. He listens all the year around, and you can talk with him all the year around, but now it's a special time. It's like, you know, sometimes a father, he is content, like he wants to speak with his son. Like he has this special time, you know, and you are willing to give your children more than you would give in another time. That's the time of Elul. And we have to use it, because if you don't use it, we're stupid. Because they call it Amelech Basadeh. The king is in the field. The king is in the field. It's like, what's the comparison? Normally, if you want to meet a king, what do you have to do? You have to ask, make an appointment. You have to go through the minister and the other minister, and then they make you an appointment in the next year. If you want to compare it to Kopat Cholim, you can do it the same. But the king, once a year, he goes down to the people and goes around and wants to know what the people feel. And at that time, imagine to yourself this guy working, and the king comes near him and asking, you know, what do you do? And this guy is going on like he's not making any notice. Is this the guy stupid or not? It's got an opportunity. And that's exactly what we've got in Chodesh Elul. Opportunity to change everything, and very easy. What's very easy? The Rav Pinkus Zatzal says, very interesting point. You know, you can do tshuva, what? Fix what you've done wrong. Which is very easy, yes? Yeah. Very difficult. But he says, in Chodesh Elul, there is a very easy way. God, on Chodesh Elul, is really opening his arms. He wants to embrace you. It's like a father that didn't see his children for a whole year. And now he sees his son. And he wants to talk with his son, and he wants to hug him. Imagine to yourself that this son, instead of running to his father, turns around like he didn't see his father and goes on his way. What would you say on something like this? First of all, he's very stupid.
Yeah.
So, first of all, let us not be stupid. Look at the situation, understand it. God wants us to love him. Especially at that time, run to God. Unfortunately, people sometimes go on Chodesh Elul like it's a normal month. They don't care. Or they don't do enough. They are, how do you say, in adishut. They are apathic. Do nothing. So, the Torah is telling us, always it happens, I think 99% it happens before Rosh Hashanah, or before Elul, Parashat Re'eh. And Re'eh is, look, I'm putting in front of you the curse and the blessing. And that's another interesting thing. What is Re'eh? Look. Listen. Because all the time we hear of listen. For example, the most important thing, we say Shema Yisrael. We don't say look Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. What is look? What does the Torah trying to tell us? Is that like they say, one picture is more than 1,000 words. What's the meaning? You can hear something, but when you see it, it's a whole different thing. So God, why is he telling us to say Shema Israel? He should tell us, look Israel. But that's exactly the point. God wants us to take the level of hearing to the level of seeing. Like, when did it happen? Matan Torah. Ro'im et hakolot. Am Israel saw the voice. They saw the voice. In other words, it's the highest level of hearing. That hearing becomes something that you feel and see in your own eyes. That's what we're supposed to do. And what's the meaning of bracha v'klala? When we see what's happening here, bracha v'klala, blessing and a curse. And then the Torah is telling us a blessing if you listen to God, and a curse if you don't listen to God. So in other words, we don't need the beginning, because we can say very simply, look, I'm putting in front of you the blessing if you listen to God, and the curse if you don't listen to God. We understood what you want. So why is the Torah telling us, I'm putting in front of you a blessing and a curse, and then again, a blessing if you do this, a curse if you do this. Why? And a blessing and a curse, what does it mean? It's two things or one thing? What do we talk about? The truth is, it's the same thing. It can be a blessing, it can be a curse. Depends what you do with it. In other words, if you go in the way of God, it's a blessing. If you go in the wrong way, it's a curse. A lot of things, a lot of times we look at things and we think it's a blessing, and unfortunately we find out later that it was a curse. And on the other side also, a lot of times we look at things, we think it's a curse, and then we find out it's a blessing.
For example,
this guy had a very important meeting. Very important meeting, and let's say Africa, somewhere in Africa. Now this meeting in Africa is going to change his business.